American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 638. Here is the translated text as follows. 606, X, American State Trials. I came and saw the blaze coming out of the mouth of the barn. I looked in that place to see, but could see nothing. Then the other shot came. I made a step down and then saw his face between the logs. I said, "You damned infernal rascal, what are you doing there?" I saw him from his breast to the top of his head as I started to run towards the barn. I saw him run towards the mow hole and stoop down. That was the last that I saw of him. I ran behind the barn but could see nobody. I went onto the barn floor, and the first thing I saw was the handle of the door lying on the log of the mow hole. I found both of my rifles there. I ran to the back of the barn and hollered twice, "Hello," loud, but got no answer. I ran onto the house, opened the door, turned around and saw my gun lying under the bed. My son John was there. I hollered 3 or 4 times but got no answer. I put my hand to him. He was all stiff, his face black, and water running out of each side of his mouth. His pantaloons were down and his shirt drawn up. Then I ran to Lewis Carruthers and saw his sister-in-law in the orchard. I called to her and asked her where Carruthers was. She said he was at Bear's. She said she would go down the road and make an alarm and I should go back. I ran up the road. John Rinker's wife was sitting before the door. I told her I was shot and that John was killed. She told me to go on and she would come down. Atherton and Taylor were chopping over the orchard. I ran across and came near them and called to them to come down. I told Atherton to come down and to tell Taylor to come along too. I sat down until Atherton and Taylor both came down. Atherton said, "My God, what is the matter with you, Brown?" I said I was shot and that my son John was killed. I told them both to come along with me, and they did. When we came to the crossroads that goes to my house and to Bear's, I told one to go with me and the other to go to Bear's. Taylor went with me and Atherton went up to Bear's. Taylor and I went up. I opened the door. Taylor said he would like to see John. We went in and saw him. Taylor said, "We will go to the barn and take this gun along." I told him he might as well take a club, for there was no ammunition. He said, "We will take it anyhow." We went out into the barn and saw nothing but a bed where someone had been rolling in. There was straw on the mow. Some bundles came down. Taylor said, "Let us go to the old house. Maybe there is something there." McConaughey lived in it. I looked in the crack and told Mr. Taylor there was nothing disturbed. We went on down to my house again and waited for the others. We kept about until they came. Toward sunset, it popped into my head about my money. I opened the chest and found my money was gone. There was $30. I looked in the drawer. 28 cents that was there was gone. A pound of tobacco that was there was gone. Also, John Taylor came in. We went into the room. Taylor said, "I think there is someone lying in bed yet." I stepped to the bed and drew the quilt off, and there lay my old woman. I put my hand on her cheek and told him her cheek was cold. We walked out. The rest of the men followed.